Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, June 6, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Saving Private Ryan. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another engaging episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of fascinating Wikipedia articles and unearth stories and insights that reflect the essence of our world. I'm Aloy, your host for today, and I'm thrilled to take you on a cinematic journey that has touched the hearts of many and redefined the war film genre. Yes, we're talking about the iconic film, Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan is not just a film. It's a portrayal of the harrowing realities of war, specifically the Second World War. Directed by Steven Spielberg and written by Robert Rodat, this 1998 epic war movie has earned its place in cinematic history for its intense realism, powerful storytelling, and unforgettable performances. Let's set the scene. The film opens with one of the most harrowing battle sequences ever depicted on screen, the Normandy invasion on D-Day, June 6, 1944. Spielberg's masterful direction in this opening scene earned widespread acclaim for its unflinching portrayal of the chaos, fear, and brutality of war. The use of handheld cameras, desaturated colors, and visceral sound design place viewers right in the middle of the action, making them feel the sheer terror and confusion faced by the soldiers. But the story of Saving Private Ryan is far more than just its opening 27 minutes. After the gripping depiction of the D-Day landings, we learn of a mission led by Captain John H. Miller, played by Tom Hanks, to find and bring home Private James Francis Ryan, portrayed by Matt Damon. Ryan is a paratrooper whose three brothers have already been killed in action. The U.S. Army decides to pull him from the front lines to spare his mother further grief. This is where the film's central moral dilemma comes into focus. Is it worth risking the lives of several men to save just one? This question, deeply poignant and loaded with ethical implications, forces viewers to grapple with the harsh realities of war, where every decision carries immense weight. As Miller's team ventures deeper into war-torn France to find Ryan, each character's backstory and personality are gradually revealed. The team includes Sergeant Mike Horvath, played by Tom Sizemore, Medic Erwin Wade, brought to life by Giovanni Ribisi, and the translator Corporal Timothy Upham, a character portrayed by Jeremy Davies, who is pivotal in the film's exploration of bravery and fear. Think about that for a moment. Here we have a group of men, each with their own fears, friendships, and frustrations, tasked with what seems like an impossible and possibly futile mission. The film does an excellent job of making us care about these characters, their camaraderie, their struggles, and their ultimate fates. One of the most compelling aspects of Saving Private Ryan is how it balances intense, graphic battle scenes with moments of introspective calm, where the characters' doubts, hopes, and philosophies are explored. It's in these quieter moments that we see the profound impact of war on the human spirit. For example, there's a memorable scene where Captain Miller shares a moment of vulnerability with Sergeant Horvath, revealing his pre-war life as a schoolteacher and reflecting on the man he used to be before the war changed him irrevocably. The film reaches its climax with a dramatic showdown in a French village, where Miller and his men finally find Ryan and help defend a strategic bridge against German forces. It's a visceral and gripping sequence that keeps viewers on the edge of their seats. This scene brings their mission full circle, forcing Ryan to grapple with why these men sacrificed so much for him. Spielberg's decision to cast mostly recognizable but not overwhelmingly famous actors, except for Tom Hanks, allowed the characters to shine individually. The casting choice made it easier for audiences to invest emotionally in the story. Hanks's performance as Captain Miller is especially noteworthy. He brings a nuanced mix of weary determination and inherent decency to the role, embodying the complex reality of the everyman thrown into extraordinary circumstances. The film's attention to historical accuracy and detail doesn't end with its cast or settings. Spielberg worked closely with historian Stephen Ambrose to ensure authenticity. The military tactics, the uniforms, weapons, and even the soldiers Behaviors were meticulously researched to give audiences a genuine depiction of the life and death stakes of World War II. Let's take a moment to reflect on the broader significance of Saving Private Ryan. Beyond its immediate success, it grossed over $481 million worldwide and won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Director for Spielberg. It has had a lasting impact on how war films are made and perceived. It set a new standard for realism and paved the way for other historical dramas and series, like Band of Brothers, which also owe much of their storytelling style to this film. But more than its technical and artistic achievements, Saving Private Ryan offers profound meditations on sacrifice, duty, and humanity amidst unimaginable horror. Captain Miller's famous line, "Earn this," spoken to Ryan in his final moments, has resonated deeply with audiences. It is an appeal to live a life worthy of the sacrifices made by others, a message that transcends beyond the context of war and speaks to our shared human responsibility. As we wrap up today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a few questions to ponder. What would you do in Captain Miller's shoes? How do you think the film portrays the balance between individual and collective sacrifice? And finally, how has Saving Private Ryan shaped your understanding of World War II and the experiences of those who lived through it? I encourage you to watch or rewatch Saving Private Ryan with these questions in mind. It's not just a war film. It's a human film, one that asks uncomfortable yet essential questions about our values, our history, and our future. Thank you for joining me on this journey through one of cinema's most powerful narratives. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of Wikipedia, where we'll continue to explore more captivating stories from the digital ether. Until then, keep pondering, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Saving Private Ryan. Thanks for listening. See you next time.